This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
With the America, it's the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email. Okay, let us know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. As we get ready, and this is Freedom Week, huh? We've got 4th of July just around the corner. Excited to see all the fireworks, to have a sentiment of nationalism, a time of renewal of liberty and what it's all about here in our country. Tomorrow, programming note, we're going to be talking with our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, and we're going to talk about 4th of July celebration, you know, the importance of it. And as we were talking with Michael Dougherty, again, you know, and this is a challenge for all of us, for those who are liberty-loving, is that we need to understand what is what is being challenged here, I guess is the right word. And we take liberty for granted, but as Justice Brandeis has said, is that we need to be on guard to protect our liberty, because it can, there's encroachment on our liberty. You know, as he says, experience teaches us to be most on our guard to protect liberty when the government's purposes are beneficent. You know, it all comes under that Trojan horse of beneficence and compassion. It's not what the job of government is to be. The job of government is to be just and righteous. That's what it's supposed to be. And, you know, the people want to, and other interests want to make the government, weaponize the government for all the wrong things. We wonder why we're off track and why we're so frustrated, why we're broke, you know, is because it's the wrong tool, the wrong job. It was never intended to do this. Because once you start doing that, once you open up that door, then, you know, you're open to socialism and communism. But you have to do some studying and understand that to be the case, to appreciate that's where we get off track. You know, we've had brilliant people over the years who have fought the good fight. They've gone through this, nothing new under the sun. It's just all being wrapped up in a whole new package. Any way that they can get us to surrender our liberty. You know, we are a powerful force. We, the people, are a powerful force. But, you know, if we get dumbed down and we get inoculated with this new philosophy, which really isn't new at all, it's just something that's been rehashed. And next thing you know, we're surrendering our liberties and our freedoms. Then how many more 4th of July's can we celebrate in this country? And, you know, when you look at the numbers of how many have, in a sense, abandoned their liberty, as Justice Brandeis has said, I mean, it's an increasing number. It's a pretty scary thought when you think about it. And what is this, what is the new America going to look like? Are we going to look like countries in Europe that have abandoned their liberty for the sake of compassion, and now they're so socialistic and so open-minded that they can't even get their brains around this anymore because there's not very much brain matter left? And I don't say that in an insulting sort of way. I'm just looking at it in practicality. And here we are. We are the beacon of liberty and freedom. And it's almost like every year, it's like that lamp is being, you know, turned back a little bit. It's not as bright as it used to be. Boy, I'll tell you, if this country ever needed a revival, and a revival not only of a spiritual consequence, but I'd say even as a patriotic consequence, boy, it is now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. More coming up right after this.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is still our mission, ladies and gentlemen. If it's going to happen, it's going to be bottom-up, not top-down. Top-down is what, got us into this mess to begin with, right? Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're joined by Dr. Ann Pierce right now, a contributor to the Washington Times, Ricochet.com, Real Clear Politics, and the Washington Examiner, author of A Perilous Path, A Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Dr. Pierce, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, good. I want to talk about Korea. Earlier this year, you wrote about the futile pursuit of negotiations with North Korea. Their nuclear and ballistic missile programs and ambitions have continued to advance so far and so fast that clearly they have become an existential threat.
Oh, that's so right. What we've seen over the last years is the exponential progress of both North Korea's nuclear and missile programs, to the point that their capability is said to be growing every day. And over the past several weeks, we've seen North Korea test 4 new systems that has reliable short and medium range missiles. And one of the medium range missiles is very close to being a capable long range missile. In other words, one that could hit the continental United States. So this is a serious threat, and we can be glad that the Trump team is in control, because Obama, Clinton, and Kerry really did not do enough about this and had a very reclining position toward this development.
Yeah. I like that, a reclining position. No longer leading from behind. We're just reclining and watching, observing everything to see what happens next year. Not good foreign policy, to say the least. You get some commentaries coming out, Dr. Pierce, that say, people are freaking out because they don't know all the details of what's happening. But I like not knowing all the details, because if we know all the details, so does the enemy. And this is what used to drive me nuts about the Obama administration. They had to tell everybody, what they were thinking and when they were going to act on it. So our enemy, I mean, it's like, they were part of the board of directors. I mean, they were there as part of our intelligence operation just by virtue of, I think it's ironic, because here's a president who claimed transparency, and the things you wanted to be transparent on, he wasn't. He was the least transparent. The things that you didn't want him to be transparent on, he was most transparent.
Oh, that's exactly right. And you see this continuous mantra in the press and Democratic Congress people getting in front of the microphone saying, oh, no, this is not a consistent policy. And what I believe is happening quite often is that you have Secretary of State Rex Tillerson getting out there and indicating some more reasonable willingness to negotiate, where Trump is saying, we won't give in until this, that, and the other thing happens. Well, what I think is quite often going on is that they're trying to up the ante in terms of the terms if we finally were to get to the negotiating table. But in the case of North Korea, the Trump team, one of the things that they did that I was so pleased with was that they backed out of this idea that you can negotiate with North Korea, because we tried that for years, and no matter how many times North Korea backed out of negotiations, violated previous negotiating terms, or refused to participate in negotiations, which it did again and again during the Obama years, we would offer yet more concessions, more carrots, if only they would get back to the negotiating table. And what actually happened was that they used this idea that they might negotiate as cover for the progress of their nuclear and missile programs. So now, as I said, we have this very advanced program, and you know, you were talking about the way the press does not look at the details. Well, one of the details that I find very interesting is during the Obama term, people would continually justify how little that administration did vis-a-vis North Korea by saying China is the only one who can do anything. Mm-hmm. And then when Trump came to power, they said, you're not pressuring China enough. And then he was reluctantly given, you know, some credit for actually getting China to move in various directions, which it looked like China was doing on various things like coal imports from China. But now that Trump is saying that China is not agreeing to anything, everyone's saying, see, you shouldn't have put all your eggs in that China basket. See, that was a mistake. Well, actually, I talked about it in my articles right from the beginning. They were never relying totally on China. They have been doing various other things, stepping up missile defenses, increasing coordination with our allies, South Korea and Japan and others, conducting increased military exercises, having an increased show of force over there, and working with Congress to increase sanctions on North Korea. And sanctions already have been increased, and people forget that Secretary of Defense Tillerson actually takes this increased pressure on North Korea so seriously that he went to the UN personally to add to Nikki Haley's constant refrain on the subject to say, look, we've got to pressure North Korea. We've got to come together on this existential threat.
Well, the United States seems to be the only one that sees this as an imminent danger. And, you know, and even, you know, to your point, President Trump said early on, whether or not China comes along, we've got to move forward. I mean, our mission is clear, so to speak. And I think he understood, you know, especially after the meeting at the White House with President Xi, that there was only so much the Chinese could do. Okay, so on the surface, they reject, you know, some coal from North Korea. They send it back. I mean, we're talking chump change by comparison. But the fact of the matter is China financially is in a lot of trouble themselves right now. So how much movement do they have? And I think Donald Trump understands that. That's also why he was very open about saying that he was not going to hold China fully responsible. He wanted them to be a partner in this effort. But, you know, it would seem, based on what you're saying and what we're seeing happening out here, Dr. Pierce, is that the United States, Donald Trump, this administration is leading the way and trying to bring the international community along. Because, as you also mentioned, Nikki Haley, wow, what an asset at the United Nations she has become. I think this has just been a brilliant selection by President Trump to put her in this position. I was glad that she was able to step up and take over this responsibility as our UN representative. I got to tell you, she is a golden asset, don't you think?
I so agree. Her passionate statements for human rights on North Korea, Syria, Iran, and the way she has insisted that the Human Rights Council no longer be a haven for dictators and a place where they can hide and pretend that they aren't some of the worst human rights violators. I admire Nikki Haley so much, and I love the way she backs up what's going on in the White House with everything she does in the UN.
Well, without a doubt, it's been, like I said, really, really proud of her, you know, as a fellow citizen and someone that, you know, makes you proud to be represented by someone of her quality, and really respect her gifts and talents that she's using on behalf of we the people. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. We've got more from Dr. Ann right after this. We're going to talk Syria next. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. Eagerly I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley I
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and Bill Martinez. And what we're hearing is that the fighting is intensifying in Syria and the Golan Heights. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. You know, Ann, I was just in Israel in January of last year. It just seems like yesterday, actually. And we were there in a blown out office, or well, military complex, essentially. It was like a headquarters there that the Syrians had one time had occupied, now had been taken over by the Israeli Defense Forces. And we're on top of this building, you know, that this is pretty much blown out, standing next to a uniform IDF officer. And he is explaining to us where the enemy is sitting. You know, over here we have Hezbollah. We've got, you know, these bad players over here, and we've got some good guys over here. And I mean, all within, I mean, close proximity for all intent and purposes. And I question him. I go, and we're standing on top of this building next to a uniformed officer. Why? You know, it seemed like an imminent threat to me. So I was happy to get off the top of that building. But it was amazing, that, it is so close, right there, and how, Israel keeps an eye. I mean, these young kids that they have in these bunkers, just watching every move that's being made on that perimeter. It's, in a sense, it's kind of a bit of a makeshift DMZ zone, I guess you could say.
What a volatile conflagration and combination of forces there is over there in Syria and Lebanon. Like you said, Hezbollah now has a real stranglehold on the government in Lebanon. And it has its rockets and arms ready to launch at Israel by all recent accounts. Mm-hmm. And in addition, all these provocations are coming from Syria itself. And Hezbollah, of course, along with Iran and Russia, supports Assad. And you could not have, as I said, a more volatile mix. You have tensions growing in southeastern Syria in an area that's crucial to Assad's Iranian allies, and that could actually supply an overland supply route from Iran to Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and beyond. So Iran is very much in the mix with Hezbollah, which makes the existential threat to Israel all the greater. It is really a mess, and no wonder then that you've seen Israel more often striking back, even into Syria, when it says that it's actually getting incoming attacks from a particular area. It's willing to strike back. What a crazy mix of all these different entities vying for control. And then you, of course, have the U.S.-led coalition over there.
And doing an air dance with the Russians as well. I mean, you've got two superpowers trying to control the air there. The United States holding, you know, to its form and its commitment to its allies in terms of you know, doing what they can to attack ISIS. And it would seem that the U.S. is gaining ground, because what I sense, Anne, is that, there's desperation here that's taking place in the area, whether it's ISIS or the Assad regime, that they're definitely going down. I mean, they're fighting, and they're going down fighting to the last man, you would think.
Yeah, and that's right. And this is another example of what you were talking about before. I mean, what we hear publicly is that Trump and the Defense Department, they'll say, well, we're there to fight ISIS. We're not there to fight Assad, Russia, and Iran. But they know full well that there can be no peace in the region until Assad goes, and they have all said as much. And you have Nikki Haley constantly, for example, in the UN saying there can, and McMaster and Mattis have backed this up, saying there can be no peace with this butcher there. And she is continuously not only saying that, but she calls out Russia and Iran for their support of Assad. And I loved it when She actually refused to hold a Security Council session in secret and just dressed down Russia, said, we're not going to sit there in private while you take up for this butcher Assad. If you're going to do that, we want the public to know about it.
Exactly.
So what I see going on over there is not just that the U.S. is responding when their own anti-ISIS forces are definitely coming under attack by pro-Assad forces, which they have done, and not just responding to chemical weapons attacks, but also these responses to these incoming attacks serve to further deteriorate Assad's position. You see what I'm saying? Because
exactly.
Anytime
right.
You have an excuse to go back, for example, against an Iranian drone or an Assad aircraft in the name of self-defense, you are further weakening Assad's position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. Speaking of chemical attacks, according to Reuters, the U.S. says it saw preparations for possible Syrian chemical attack. And, of course, this raised up, the conversation as well, is that is he back at it again, even though, and maybe it's because of the lack of international response over the previous chemical attacks. I don't understand why the UN is not, more forthright in attacking this situation and being more preemptive about their response. But this at this point is being led by Nikki Haley and the United States.
Yeah, which shows how much the world needs U.S. moral leadership as well as strategic leadership. I mean, once again, you have the UN too often just passing the buck on this. And, yeah, the U.S. actually did observe movement of chemical weapons at the same airfield where Syria dropped nerve gas on civilians on April 4th. And the White House response was firm. You can just be glad that Kerry and Obama were not there.
Yeah,
White House said if Syria undertakes another attack, it will pay a heavy price. And then once again, Nikki Haley, she backed it up with a tweet and a public statement saying any further attacks to the people of Syria will be blamed on Assad and Russia and Iran who support his killing of his own people. And now it looks like today Secretary of Defense Mattis came out and said, you know, it appears that Syria took those warnings seriously
mm-hmm.
because an attack that they saw being prepared so far did not happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, they attacked, I say they, the United States, we attacked the Syrian airfield, but evidently they were able to repair things. We could have done more, devastating damage, and maybe that's, that might be still in the plans.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's scary how likely active the chemical weapons still are in Syria. In fact, that's another thing Mattis said today. He said that this is not the only airfield where Assad has chemical weapons. There are other sites around Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So much for that plan that Kerry agreed to with Lavrov to get Syria to dismantle their chemical weapons. Which they agreed to in exchange for the United States not using airstrikes against Syria in response to chemical attacks. Well, it turns out chemical weapons are still active over there. And,
without a doubt. And let's not even talk about where those chemical weapons came from, right? That's for another day, okay?
Yes, agree with you on that.
Dr. Ann,
talking about.
You know what I'm referring to, and most people understand as well. Dr. Ann Pierce, author, commentator, and scholar on Bill Martinez Live.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, when you consider this 4th of July holiday, there's lots to pause and remember. Dare I say, if you have a mind that supports the greatness of our country. A movement that seems to be antithetical to a movement that would say that America is less than. And it's hard for me to get there, frankly, when I look at the true history of this country. And we are great because of the people, because of the liberties, because of the founding fathers. And the 4th of July gives us reason to take pause and remember. We're oftentimes told to remember, and I think the reason is because it's so easy for us to forget. But something like the founding of our country and what the founding fathers gave us in the Great American Experiment is beyond special. It's beyond unique. Its impact has reached throughout the world. And if you think not, remember what you saw when President Trump met with the 50 Muslim leaders, and you would think, what is wrong? What am I missing? What am I not understanding that a white multi-billionaire, the new president of the United States of America, which has been maligned left and right, is getting such a hearty representation? And what seemed to come out of those meetings is the Muslim leaders were saying, thank God America is back. Well, to this point, we have with us Garrett Graff, a distinguished magazine journalist and historian with expertise in politics, technology, and national security. He's written for Esquire, Bloomberg, Business Week, New York Times, and served as the editor of two of Washingtonian and political magazines, which he helped lead to its first National Magazine Award. Garrett, good to have you with us here. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Happy 4th of July.
I was just going to say that. You mind melted on me here. Great. Yes, happy 4th. I am excited about this holiday, and this is a time for us. I think, you being a historian, can appreciate you know, the significance of reconnecting with our founding.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that this is always a weekend that ends up sort of meaning more to me than I realize that it's going to leading up to it. And got my flag flying outside the house today and excited for a beautiful weekend.
Well, in the things that you've written, including your previous bestsellers, Globalization, the Web, The Race for the White House in 08, The Threat Matrix, The FBI at War, and The Angel is Airborne, JFK's Final Flight from Dallas, do you feel uniquely blessed in as much as that you're able to take a look, so to speak, with a periscope, not only at the current condition, but also over the horizon and the trajectory of our country? I mean, that's a heavy responsibility that sometimes, you know, and I imagine some people go, yeah, oh, I know Garrett. Yeah, he puts on that tinfoil hat every once in a while. But other than that, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, I mean, studying the history of this country is just a fascinating and endlessly interesting process because we've been through so many different eras. We've been through so many different challenges. And as you said at the top of the introduction here, you know, we're still an amazing country filled with amazing people.
Yes, exactly. Well, this new book, Raven Rock, The Story of the U.S. Government's Secret Plan to Save Itself While the Rest of Us Die. Why did you feel like you were compelled to bring this story out?
So this is the story of what are known as the continuity of government plans. It's all of the secret plans that the U.S. government came up with during the Cold War for what was going to happen during and after a nuclear attack. And not just, you know, the presidential command system, the nuclear command and control system, but then also how we would rebuild in the event of a Soviet attack on the United States. And so part of what I found so interesting about this project, and it's, you know, apropos for today and this weekend as we're thinking about this, is these plans were all developed to preserve America in the event of a catastrophic event, an attack on Washington, an attack on our country. And what I found so interesting about them is how quickly that conversation becomes this existential question of what is America? And so, you know, it's these plans are about how to preserve the presidency. They're about how to preserve the three branches of government, how you preserve the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive, how those three would work together in the event of a war. But then also, how you preserve the historical totem that have bound us together generation by generation that we celebrate on a weekend like this. And so, you know, this is the story of how the National Archives sat down and decided that they would actually save the Declaration of Independence before they saved the U.S. Constitution, and how the Library of Congress ranked their documents and decided that they would save the Gettysburg Address before they saved George Washington's military commission. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, for a weekend like this, I mean, even through the Cold War, there was a specially trained team of park rangers in Philadelphia whose job it was to evacuate the Liberty Bell in the event of a Soviet nuclear attack on the United States.
Kind of interesting when you think about it here for just a moment, Garrett. You get all these objects, and they're worried about, you know, preserving Congress and certain elites and everything. But I'm going, what about we the people? I mean, at the heart and soul of this democracy is the people that had the courage to, you know, fight the wars, you know, to do everything they could to preserve this great American experiment. I would say even more so than the legislative bodies.
Yeah, and that's part of the arc and the tension of the book and the research as I uncovered it was in the early days of the Cold War. I mean, remember, these plans have evolved, you know, over the last 75 years. And in the early days of the Cold War, there really was an attempt to preserve the civilians in the United States, to evacuate the cities, to, you know, come up with the fallout shelters and drill kids in elementary school. I mean, listeners of a certain generation, you know, will remember Bert the Turtle and the duck and cover drill.
That's right, exactly.
And the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But what we saw happen was the development and transformation of nuclear weapons. I mean, you know, the rise of ICBMs, the huge growth in these arsenals to the point where we were facing tens of thousands of weapons, and that they were just so powerful by the end of the Cold War, and that they would be so fast. I mean, that we would just have 30 minutes of warning, really, that the idea that we could evacuate the cities had fallen by the wayside, and the plans had gradually shrunk to what they effectively are today, which is the civilian population would be left on its own, and a small number of elite government officials would be evacuated by helicopter out to mountain bunkers, including Raven Rock, which is the title of the book and the name of the bunker in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, that would serve as the alternate location for the Pentagon in the event of an attack on Washington.
Well, you say, welcome to the world of the elites. When nuclear war happens, over 100 nuclear-proof bunkers will hold up to 7,000 elites each. Who are those elites?
So it's everyone from the president and the members of the cabinet, you know, everyone in that presidential line of succession, the military leadership, and then it's actually a lot of, you know, basically government bureaucrats who would be responsible for the rebuilding. You know, part of what was interesting to me in researching this was realizing that every government agency has in these secret plans basically a post-apocalypse analog of itself. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture would be remade as the agency that was in charge of food and rations for those who survived. The National Park Service would run the refugee camp because the thinking was that the national parkland would be largely untouched in the by nuclear strikes. And that it would actually be the U.S. Post Office that would be in charge of registering the dead and figuring out who was still alive, because the Post Office is the agency that keeps the records of where people live.
Exactly. Well, Garrett, we got to hit the pause button right now because we got to go to break. More from Garrett Graff on the other side of the break as we talk about Raven Rock, the story of the U.S. government's secret plan to save itself. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, yes, the harbinger of good taste. The 14 before the top of the hour, we're back with you, America. Gary Graff is with us, a distinguished magazine journalist, historian with expertise in politics, technology, and national security. We're talking about his latest book, Raven Rock, the story of the U.S. government's secret plan to save itself while the rest of us die. You know, my thought was, as we were talking about this, you know, for those of us who grew up during the Cold War and while we were in school, throwing ourselves under desks, going through all those precautionary exercises that we had to go through, which was wise to do. And here we are, you know, looking at it today, and you see that the elites got a plan for themselves, but the forgotten man and woman is forgotten once again, Garrett.
Yeah, and, you know, I think one of the things that's interesting about this is I started writing this book about 4 years ago, and all of this stuff, sort of nuclear war, you know, doomsday prepping, and the threat from Russia seemed like ancient history, but it just in the last 4 years, we've seen, you know, the rise of the possibility of cyber attacks. We've seen, you know, new threats from rogue states like Iran, North Korea, Russia still out there. And in many ways, this threat is more present today than it has been in any time in the last 25 or 30 years.
And yeah, you would think so.
You see that out there, you know, in Hawaii, they're actually beginning to reopen and restock their Cold War fallout shelters because they're afraid of North Korea. And NORAD, which is one of the major bunkers that the U.S. government built during the Cold War in Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado Springs, Colorado, had been mothballed in the early 2000s and has been actually reopened, and they are expanding it and rebuilding it right now as we speak. Because it's hardened against the electromagnetic pulse that might come from a nuclear attack, and they're afraid that they might need these mountain bunkers once again.
And what are they doing? Are they blowing off the dust off of you know, Ronald Reagan's Star Wars program?
Yeah, and you know, these plans have been largely dormant for most of the 1990s, and then some set of them were reopened and reexamined in the wake of 9/11. And just within these last couple of years, you know, we're seeing in many ways, these preparations rise to Cold War levels again.
Mm-hmm. Well, Garrett, I think it's interesting when you talk about the elites, you know, being secure, and then after they get their heads out from underneath their bunkers and look up, and then there's work to be done, they're going to go, who's gonna clean things up? I mean, you know, that's not, I don't do windows. I'm an elite, you know, who's going to be there to do the grunt work, right?
Yeah, and that's where, you know, one of the things that is funny about looking back on these plans from the Cold War era is realizing just how deeply the U.S. government thought about this. And so during the Cold War, there was a period where if you were someone who owned heavy machinery, you would be part of these plans because they realized that they would need people who owned bulldozers and dump trucks and steam shovels to help clear away the rubble. And so they had compiled special lists of those people around the country who owned heavy machinery.
Boy, this is a modern-day Noah's Ark situation, huh, where you're getting people loaded up and put away. What about families? Would families be involved in these groups that would be put aside and taken care of and insured some security?
Well, so you are asking the toughest question of the Cold War right there, which is this was literally a problem discovered in the first major evacuation drills in the summer of 1954 when Dwight Eisenhower's administration ran Operation Alert, which was their first large-scale evacuation exercise. And you saw, you know, entire cities shut down, like New York City, and people practiced evacuating to fallout shelters around the city. Well, in Washington, Eisenhower's cabinet evacuated with their secretaries to mountain bunkers like Mount Weather outside Washington, and the wives of the cabinet stayed behind, and I found a newspaper article about what a chilly afternoon they spent playing rummy among themselves, realizing that they weren't going to be included in their husband's evacuation plan.
Wow.
Well, that was true straight through. I mean, in the Cuban Missile Crisis, you had families that would have been left behind in the event of that war had actually turned hot at that moment. And then even on 9/11, I mean, one of the challenges of the plan was you had the leadership evacuated to these mountain bunkers and the families all left behind. And, you know, even today, these plans don't include families. And I talked to one person who was part of these plans during the Obama administration. You know, there was a designated helicopter that would have descended from the skies of Washington to evacuate him wherever he was. And he told me that, you know, he had two young daughters. And he said, you know, if that helicopter ever landed on my daughter's soccer field on a Saturday morning, they think I'm crazy if they think I'm going to get on the helicopter and evacuate and just wave goodbye to my family.
Exactly. Well, it's quite sobering, I mean, when you think about that. But, you know, is the president's family, I mean, including his mother-in-law. Let's say Barack Obama, he's going to leave the mother-in-law behind? I mean, you know.
So the first family is included as part of being under Secret Service protection.
Okay.
So on 9/11, they actually went out and, you know, protected all of the first family. And I tell the story for the first time in the book on 9/11, and I was just amazed by this. I mean, but these are the type of people who serve our country. The U.S. Secret Service on 9/11 went out and secured not just every living president, but every living president's family, their children, their grandchildren. I mean, you had Gerald Ford's grandchildren who retired U.S. Secret Service agents, found them, tracked them down, and took them to a safe and secure location on 9/11. Not necessarily because they had to, not because, you know, they were mandated by some act of Congress, but the Secret Service just believes in its mission that strongly that when there was a threat to our country and we didn't know what it was going to be, they went out and they put hands on every single person they had ever protected.
Amazing. And, you know, you don't even really think about that, that, you know, we remember seeing, you know, President Bush at the school reading a book, swept away to Colorado. And, you know, but you don't think about the rest of it. You know, he thought about his family, you know, the immediate circle, but that it'd be this far reaching that you're talking about relatives of any kind of living, you know, any living president, you know, being taken care of. But, you know, that says a lot about Secret Service, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, that's just sort of the instinct that's built into the DNA of an organization like that.
Mm-hmm. On the lighter side of these nuclear war bunkers, you reference a Subway sandwich shop in a Cheyenne Mountain in the Colorado shelter.
Yeah, so this is, you know, these big bunkers, the Raven Rock, the title of the book, Mount Weather, the President's Bunker in Berryville, Virginia, and NORAD in Colorado. You know, these are literally hollowed out mountains with freestanding cities inside the mountain. I mean, freestanding buildings that you can walk between. And they have everything that you would need in a small city. I mean, they've got massive underground reservoirs. They have, you know, police departments, fire departments, medical facilities, and, of course, dining facilities. And so Raven Rock, it has a dining hall that's actually run by the Choctaw Indians as part of, you know, one of the government's sort of preference for Native American contractors. Mm-hmm. And then inside Cheyenne Mountain, inside NORAD, there is probably the world's most secure fast food franchise, the Subway sandwich shop.
Wow.
And so if you happen to be the person making $5 footlongs in the afternoon when nuclear war happens, you're going to be the only fast food employee in the world who survives.
And you won't even have to worry about minimum wage at that point, huh?
Exactly. And I tell that as sort of one of the other funny stories in the book is mm-hmm. that Federal Reserve built this massive bunker known as Mount Pony during the Cold War, where they that was about 90 minutes south of Washington, outside Richmond, that you know would have had room for the Fed chair, the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, and it also had $4 billion in cash that was going to be the amount of money that was going to take to restart the economy. Well, in the funny way that the government thinks. In the 1970s, when they reintroduced the $2 bill and they were stocking this bunker, turned out no one wanted the $2 bill, that Thomas Jefferson bill.
Right.
And so they actually just shrink-wrapped the $2 bills that they had printed and put them all inside Mount Pony, figuring that after nuclear war, people would be less choosy about what kind of currency they were willing to use.
Incredible. Wow. This book is very fascinating, Garrett, and I appreciate, you know, all the work that went into it. Like you say, it was 4 years and a lifetime for you to put this all together. What's the big takeaway? We got about 30 seconds left. What do you want the reader to take away from this?
Well, I think it ends up being a story about how modern America was created. I mean, this was the world that gave us the Internet. It gave us the interstate highway system. And it gave us the modern national security state that we wrestle with every day.
Exactly. Well, Raven Rock, the story of the U.S. government's secret plan to save itself while the rest of us die, available at all the usual places. Right, Garrett?
Indeed. Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day to you, too. Garrett Graff, distinguished magazine journalist and historian on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Garrett.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond.